4 CEF mobile.
Oscar 4 Romeo Mike mobile.
For RMM, this is KO 4 CEF. How you doing this afternoon?
Happy as a clam over here, just enjoying a nice, balmy springtime day, sitting here waiting to turn left on the Woodruff Road.
Always a fun road. I'm glad I don't have to go to Greenville very often.
It is good. All the roads are gradually getting more and more interesting with each passing month.
So more houses, they just keep popping up neighborhoods everywhere.
Human beings, a lot more houses, but not so much more roadway.
Like I got much consideration for that.
Politicians would have to actually spend money. Can't have that.
Like old Henry Patch McMaster, who loves to patch up the roads. I don't think he's going to spend it if he ain't got to.
I like Henry okay. I'd say he's done a pretty good job. I actually did write Henry a letter about 2 months ago, patting him on the back, told him I support him, I'm going to vote for him. Gave a little money to his campaign, but sort of believed in a very gentle diplomatic nudge that he might take a real good close look at Ron DeSantis and try to do his best Ron DeSantis impersonation. KO4 RMM.
I'm with you there. Yeah, I like old McMaster. But when they were paving the road next to my house and they were just going and patching it up, oh man. Spend the money to have crews out there packing it up and just going to drive it all up and repave it anyway.
Sure, on me. I know the cycle well. You know, this asphalt it heats up in the summer and expands and then, you know, sucks up all the water from the rains and then it freezes in the wintertime and it expands and just cracks up all the roads and just, you know, the cycle continues.
Right, it's always something.
Need more patches. We need more lanes.
100%.
For myself, honest, I have to say that they are widening the Roper Mountain Road extension road between Pelham and Roper Mountain, if you know what I'm talking about.
Area, but I don't get to Greenville too often. Shoot, last time I went, I was coming down 385, and I didn't realize they had backed the exit up, you know, because that old new interchange right there at 85 and 385, and I was thinking I had a little bit further to go to get off of 385 on the 85, and I had to go all the way back into Greenville and then come back. I mean, I know they're doing stuff, but yeah, it's hard to put up with it while all that's ongoing or you're waiting on stuff to happen.
Here's, speaking of population expansion, I am right behind a Silver Ford crossover Iowa plates.
Yeah, that. You know, getting new neighbors down here from up north.
I've seen some from Minnesota, Michigan, Montana. Let's see. What other exotic state did I see one from? I think it was Ohio. But yeah, it didn't used to be that way. You know, you see some rarely, like during the holidays. You usually see some North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee. But now, it's a real grab bag. Yeehaw! KO4 RMM.
I don't know when the snowbirds go home. You know, because they usually come down there in the winter, but I don't know if they wait till it gets really warm and then go home or what. That one I don't know.
Guy, Canada's really cold, so we need to come down to South Carolina and stay forever because you know that Justin Trudeau, he's a straight commie, you know. And, you know, he talks freedom out of one side of his mouth and then cries when Castro dies because it's his daddy, eh? Sorry, I know that was a terrible Canadian accent, but I tried.
Happened with.
So I'm going to head over to the bank, put put my pittance of a salary into my bank account and run over to the range and meet a buddy of mine and do a little low-key casual marksmanship.
On myself, hopefully I can get my new 2-meter beam put up. Don't know if I'll get it done today, but I'm going to try my best. But it looks like it might be threatening the rain, but I don't think it's supposed to.
That goes because I have 2 copper J poles I need to put up, and I've had for a long time. And I have no excuse as to why I haven't put them up yet, but they're going up on the backside of my chimney. I've got a 2-meter proper J pole full size, and I've got a 70 centimeter slim Jim. And I've got them ready to go. I just need to get my fat butt up there, drill some holes, put the silicone in, run the cat 5, and hope for the best.
Doing, trying to climb the ladder, and you know, the climbing really don't bother me. It's always the just coming back down, and then I got to make sure I got enough coax for the run I'll be doing. But looking forward to seeing if there's any 2-meter single sideband out there. I've flipped my radio over, I can hear it faintly, but you know, being on a vertical, it's such a you don't really get much of it, but you can definitely hear people talking. I just don't know what they're talking about.
With, what is it? You have a Yagi, right? A directional? Is it a Yagi?
10-meter single sideband, Yagi.
You know what direction the repeater's in? You ought to be able to really light that thing up and be crystal clear with a good directional, which I do not have yet, but I've been encouraged to get one, especially for like contesting and that kind of thing.
Fun. Hopefully there's some, 2-meter single sideband activity out there, and I'm not a waste of time, but you know, if not, I'll try to have some fun with it either way.
Mr. Cobb, I don't know if it was you that I overheard, but it must have been last week, and there were some folks talking about 2-meter single sideband, and that they were able to pick up, you know, better than they had expected. From what I understand, I get the impression it's still kind of underutilized, but that, on the other hand, that means that there's a lot of potential there to get in there and get others excited about it and build interest into that mode.
And that, you know, you maybe even have a 2-meter single sideband net or something. But yeah, me and Patrick tried it out, and normally I can't hear him on 2-meter simplex FM. So we had tried it out off our verticals, and while not optimal, I was still actually able to hear him. And from my house to his, there's plenty of mountains in the way, so it was very surprising.
About this hobby, sometimes, you know, you figure the terrain is going to shut you down or block you out, but, you know, unless you turn that thing on and listen a little bit, sometimes, like I said, it's kind of like fishing, you get lucky. And you can catch a lunker. I've been able to do some listening on, I think it's 145, 190. It's a group up in Morganton, North Carolina, up in those mountains, I think near Mount Mitchell. They can't hear me, but I can hear them fairly well with a little bit of static. It's fun to listen to them, KO4RMM.
What mode are they using that you're listening to them on? KO4CEF.
Can figure, it's just straight 2 meters.
FM simplex on 2 meters?
That's my perception. I've tried, I mean, I've hit the button with 50 watts trying to CQ them and get a QSO, but I've never gotten a reaction out of them, so I'm thinking they're just not hearing me.
It might be good enough to pick them up, but theirs is not the other way around.
That. Well, good buddy, I'm here at the bank. I've got to talk to a teller right now. So if you'll pardon the sudden interruption, I've got to be 73 for at least just a couple minutes.
I'm 3 to you. I'll be on for a little while longer. And maybe keep on going. Anyway, KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
4RMN, mobile back on the air.
Care of KO4CEF.
A little bit helps.
So I'm headed back to the house. I got about a 10-minute, 15-minute drive. Get some range ammo, eyes and ears, and tape, and those kinds of things. Just do a little, this will probably be a brief session. Just see if, you know, I haven't lost all my marksmanship since last time I shot.
Hey, get a little rusty if it's been a while.
It's a lot like golf. I used to play a lot of golf when I was younger, and people look at me funny when I tell them that pistol marksmanship is a perishable skill. It's not as easy as people think. I got proven wrong the first time I tried to shoot. And I was like, hey, this is a little tougher than I thought it was. But, you know, it's fun. It'll show you how you improve. If you stick to it, you're never going to be perfect. And you have to do it with some degree of frequency in order to stay proficient. A lot like golf.
Yeah, I do the, like, around hunting season, usually right before it. I like to take my rifle to the range and just shoot it again. But I always like to take a 22 with me as well. And I'll start off with that. And kind of let you get the jitters out. That way you don't anticipate the rifle or anything else. Because I'll find myself doing that into the next season. Because, you know, I know my 308 will kick pretty good. But if I shoot the 22 first, it's not as bad.
Practice, and I've actually done that to a certain degree. I've got a little Ruger Rimfire 22, which I absolutely love. It's a joy to shoot. And also have a Browning Buckmark 22 semi-auto pistol, and that is a lot of fun to shoot. But I'll often go back to that if I'm off or if I'm not sure what's causing me to be, my groups aren't as tight, if I need to, you know, tweak something, I'll go to that 22 pistol because I know it's extremely accurate and, you know, kind of work on it from there before going back to the mid calibers.
That's what I like to do. All right, Kurt, I'll be right back. I got to get my boys out of this nail salon. They wanted me to come get them since I got off work early, so I ain't got to sit here and wait on the wife. So I'll be back shortly. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear for a second.
KO4CEF, copy you. Clear, 73.
CEF mobile.